The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The first of several new mass vaccination clinics is today. It will be at the Family Arena in St. Charles from 9 to 7 by appointment only. The Pfizer vaccine will be administered at the drive-thru event. 4,000 appointments have been scheduled, staggered every 15 minutes. If everyone shows up, it will be the largest single-day vaccination event in Missouri so far. That's about 1% of the population of St. Charles. Spire is hosting a virtual career fair today. The utility is partnering with the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. They're looking to hire nearly 40 workers for customer service roles. Applicants being interviewed today have all pre-registered. Well, the Blues played a late-night game out west against the LA Kings, but the Kings scored twice in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. It was 3-0 Los Angeles after one period. Late in the second, the Blues finally get on the scoreboard. Mike Hoffman shoots from the blue line. He scores his 8th goal of the season, but the Kings added another late goal and beat the Blues 4-1. It's their 5th loss in a row. The Blues visit San Jose tomorrow night. From the Fox 2 Weather Department. Patchy light rain will last for much of the day with gusty northwest winds, making it a very raw Thursday. Temps will hover in the upper 30s to low 40s, but wind chills will be down closer to freezing. The rain will end this evening with clearing skies after midnight. Low temps will fall to near freezing. Tomorrow, still breezy and cool. The weekend remains on track for perfect spring weather with sunny skies and temperatures in the 60s both Saturday and Sunday.